Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And a drive into deep left field. This thing is crushed. It's at the track. It's at the wall. It is gone. Raffy, an opposite field homer off of Bayo. And it is 3-0 Giants.
We just, you know, we made a pitch, hit it out of the ballpark. You know, that's part of it.
I know the type of player I am. I don't have to change anything. I have the power to all fields. So there is nothing that I'm going to need to change here.
WEEI Afternoons, Island Andy Hart back from vacation, although I left 87-degree weather to come to 97-degree weather. What the hell is going on out here, Fitzy?
Look what happened while you were gone. Do you have any idea what happened?
What'd I miss?
Oh, nothing.
Same old, same old.
Just like
Devers won't play first. Oh, wait. What? Being told Devers is no longer on the Red Sox?
Rafael Devers still refuses to do post-game interviews for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
But now it's because he plays for the San Francisco Giants.
I noticed. And he's got to change nothing. That's a guy that doesn't have a mirror in his house.
Jerks with knees, like me.
You don't think you need to change anything, Raffy? I think you got to change some baseball things, some personality things, some leadership things, some whole lot of things.
So just when the sports world starts to enter what we believe to be a very dormant phase, obviously... Yeah, okay, there's the NBA draft coming up this week. And, oh, Mason Lorai was re-signed by the Bruins. This is really kind of
We're doing like 45 minutes on that?
Yeah, it's the entire...
Why don't you do that at 6? 6 to 6:45.
I was going
to
say, that's
hang around with our kids.
That's going to be the 11 o'clock hour on the show today. So, you know, it's a relatively inactive period of time until training camp kicks up, all-star break, deadline, et cetera. All of a sudden, you leave, and the sports world around here just went bananas.
Yeah, and I have the douchiest response ever if people say, do you remember where you were when the news of the Raffy Devers trade took place? Yeah, St. Lucia. I was just hanging out in St. Lucia.
Beat.
It's kind of what I do.
Getting a massage under a palm tree? Why, where were you, bro?
Yeah, where were you? Sitting in your lawn chair in your backyard burning
leaves? A real host would have came back.
I thought about it. I was going to get on that plane.
Comrex. But yep. Would have found out what St. Lucia, broadcast heaven, I've heard, by the way.
Could have been the biggest story of the year.
Yeah.
Should have been. Well, the good news is I'm back. We can talk about it now because I have lots of thoughts. As we like to say on the three-point stance, I have lots of thoughts. You know, I was reading my timeline. Good news is I had good cellular so I could read on the beach, the breezy beach that was. And yes, I was in St. Lucia. I burn, so I don't get super tan. I'm not a tanner. I was using 30 SPF like 3 times a day
Burn. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, the Boston Massacre. Dude doesn't even look tan. He's got more color than usual. Just because you didn't come back like brown as a baked bean doesn't mean you don't look indigenous. You just look like you were in the sun.
I got some sun, responsibly so. And I will tell you, you know how they like to tell you, the Arizona sun is different or the Mexico sun is different?
Oh, they are.
St. Lucia sun hits different. I was lying in a hammock.
You know what you are? You're closer to the equator.
No, I know. Yeah. And I was lying in a hammock. Close. Over the water. They had them in telephone poles in the water. Brag.
Brag. You gotta let other people yell brag.
Should we just play brag constantly as I recap the various aspects of my
WBRG,
vacation?
Andy.
Let's just
brag.
Imply the whole first hour is going to be one running brag.
But I was laying in the hammock with a drink in hand, and my son was in another one, and it It felt like I was chicken nuggets under the heat lamp at a buffet. All of a sudden, it was like somebody turned the dial. I had my eyes closed, and I was like, I just opened, and I got up and walked back to the little...
Like the last breakfast sandwich in the hospital
and
cafeteria.
And my son goes, I knew you'd get up. I felt that, too. It literally felt like somebody turned the sun up. It's, yeah, crazy sun. So that's why I don't get burned and have a crazy tan, because, yeah, and also... The $10 shake is also accurate. I don't really need skin cancer later in life.
Son, in the
speaking
Caribbean,
of which, what the hell happened to you?
What's that?
Wait.
This? Oh, you should have seen last week.
Should have seen the other guy. I mean, I knew Ted would get annoyed with you, but he beat the snot out of you and left blood.
Yeah,
we told you, Nick. No means no.
Jeez. I know. Well, listen, you get on the wrong side of Mrs. Fitzy. I'm tell you.
Looks like she slapped you around a little bit.
Yeah, we played Ike and Tina for a few minutes, and
I don't think that's okay.
What?
Too soon.
No, Tina won this time.
But the Boston Red Sox, I believe they were the topic du jour while I was gone, for good and bad and all in between.
A very impassioned week. I got to say, the phone lines were lit the majority of the time. Fans were either super pleased or super angry, so they mirrored pretty much the emotional response of this show in the collective. It was a robust week of sports dialogue, to say for sure. And I have to say, now coming out of this particular weekend, the first time the Red Sox don't win a series in 2 weeks' time, I mean, because the vibes were immaculate. You're on vacation. We're getting ready for the week. It's Father's Day. They sweep the Yankees. Those are none of the topics of the entire past week. None of that was part of the sports zeitgeist. It was all Raffy, Raffy, Raffy. And yes, we will all sort of remember, where were we when that first friend texted us like, bro, dude, etc. Devers to the Giants, WTF. The return was lousy. The need was great.
The return was great because he's gone.
See, that's how I felt.
Gone. Good riddance. People, you lazy SOB.
You didn't get enough for him. You got to trade
a talent.
You got
bodies
like
and you got rid of cash.
Right. And you can still acquire players. And as the Red Sox continue to play like this, coming off a weekend where the offense and also the defense come up a little bit short. Yeah, okay, it's the first series they don't win in over 2 weeks' time. And there are still many needs on this team, Andy. But it's against Devers. And I got to tell you, I swear, the thing that pissed me off the most, the thing that I found the most infuriating, now all of a sudden we're doing post-game interviews?
Oh, yeah. No, he is.
When's he going to start doing them in English?
I know he... Oh, that'll happen. That'll absolutely happen.
Don't English let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
That's Craig Breslow chiming in, apparently.
Oh, Breslow Bot's a new part of the show.
Love him.
We replaced you with Breslow.
That's actually the guy that does the interviews when they're hiring people. That voice right there. Dude, Stiz runs it.
His English, I guarantee you, will be immaculate.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years with this organization?
Like, that's a whole... There's so many offshoots to this story. Like, there's the main story.
Yeah.
Great player, $300 million contract, whatever you want to think of him, traded. So there's the wow factor there. Because I said to my son when we were on the beach, I said, it's baseball, so it's different.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little Luka-esque. Like, even though all this crap was happening...
Luka didn't ask to be traded.
No one thought he was going to be traded.
No.
We talked about it. Remember we talked about it at the time when John Henry flew to Kansas City, I said... Mm-hmm. Could he be kind of weighing where this goes? And obviously, if you're going to trade him, he has to sign off on it. Could that be an aspect of this?
Every option had to be on the table if the owner flies to Kansas City before a weekend series.
And you find out, and that's the tease that I had in the crossover with the boys from Jones and Keefe, because when I was listening in on the drive-in, they asked the question, who looks best or who looks good in this whole divorce of Devers, the Red Sox? Is it Breslow, Cora, Devers, John Henry? I think it's John Henry, because I think...
Looks good?
I think he looks great. I think want to tell me he doesn't care about his baseball team.
No, he does.
He flew to Kansas City, had breakfast eye to eye with his highest paid player, who's been nothing but a pain in his ass, in my opinion, since he signed him to the deal.
Let's go ahead and guess what that was. It was probably like 4 pancakes, 2 eggs, hash browns.
A.K.A. Andy's breakfast on the resort. Multiple plates, baby. Mama Mia's station was pumping out the eggs Benedict.
John Henry. What do you think? Maybe like a non-fat Greek yogurt parfait?
Oh, yeah, boring. Yeah. Parfait, definitely. Or
maybe muesli.
No meat.
Keep the old man bowels moving.
I'll just have a water.
Yeah. I'm a cleanse.
Is this lemon fresh squeezed into the water?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because he's looking to get $300 million off the books.
No, he's looking to get a dink off his books. And this trade, Steve Buckley had a story in The Athletic today that I agree with. Like, they were ready to move on from Devers. This trade is going to be... analyzed in perpetuity. There is a lot of layers
as a counterpunch to baseball's foolishness to give out double digit year contracts.
Well, not just that, but the return, which is the guys you got in the return,
who got
but also
this weekend in Worcester.
Where does the money go? Because if they sign Kyle Tucker in the offseason with the slot from Devers,
mm-hmm.
everybody's going to be much more on board with this trade.
That was one of Dan Ball's excellent three-point takes last week as he filled in for you on the 3 p.m. shift.
This is a Belichickian
trade. You can't judge it yet.
Well, what did he get from those? Well, he traded the fourth for 2/3, and then he traded the third for 2. And did you know that he got Julian Edelman as a compensatory pick?
Like, this will be measured in various ways for a while, but I don't need that. I'm happy. I'm honestly happy. And again, to, as you like to say, cross sports. Mm-hmm. This made me think of a couple Patriots moves, most notably Jamie Collins.
Jamie Collins, yeah.
When you trade him and Devin McCourty, a leader on the defense, goes, I don't know how you get better by trading your best player.
Funny thing is they actually won the Super Bowl that year.
You can.
Yeah.
Because as Scott Pioli used to
Tom Brady.
Beat into our heads, there's collecting talent and there's building a team. And those aren't always the same thing. Devers is a talent. Is he a good teammate?
No.
Have you heard anyone lament the loss of Devers?
Actually, one person, Pedro Martinez. Have you heard his
Which
audio?
Is weird. I did, and I didn't get it.
See,
did he not get the memo that he's not on the Red Sox anymore? It's
okay,
like he forgot to check in with
the
email
But here's
the
crazy
system.
Thing. Here's the crazy thing, Andy. There's all this audio, and I still think it bears revisiting as well, just so you can weigh in on it. But, you know, also kind of still it's confounding that we have legendary Red Sox at not at war, but in a spat with each other over the Devers situation. David Ortiz, who obviously is still on the payroll, and he is Mr. Red Sox PR, coming out and defending the move so vehemently, and also then literally holding the receipts up in an IG post showing his phone where he has all these texts to Devers and doesn't get returned. But then you have Manny Ramirez and Pedro vehemently defending Devers, saying, if you are calling Rafael Devers a bad teammate, you are a liar.
Yeah, see, so the Manny
that's
I moved to the side
because
I just think Manny is Manny. No offense to him. I don't take anything
for
he
all
says
of the,
seriously.
For all the fertility hormones he took to hit baseballs for
There's a lot there with Manny. Manny being Manny is still a thing, so I'll let Manny be Manny.
But what about Raffy being Raffy?
Well, no. Raffy being Raffy is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And if Raffy were being Raffy leading the team, and I mean that in a sense on and off the field.
Not just in a statistical category.
Leading the team to success. Raffy has been the tent pole of the Boston Red Sox for years now. What have they accomplished? He is the mainstay of the Boston Red Sox. What have they accomplished?
More days in last place.
Yeah, we got to get to Sam Kennedy, too, because he did the Belichickian. Last 24 years, I'll put our record up with it. Oh, God, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick learned you don't say the last 25 years. It's not a good answer.
Oh, Andy, your word of the week is alignment, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's carried on. That was last week's word of the week.
And
it's
we're not talking
over.
About a car where you go get the wheels aligned. This is
No.
This is your GM and president and those guys talking about alignment.
Alex Cora, who was on last week at Tuesday at 5:30, he'll once again join us Tuesday at 5:30 this week on Afternoons. Cora used it within the first minute.
Is it like, do they do that? Do they say, hey, talking points today, use the word alignment. We were out of alignment. I don't think I'd be good in that role because I would be like, no, I'm not using your stupid word. I'm a human being. I want to use my own word. This whole thing.
Well, that's the difference between you and Breslow, by the way. You are a human being.
I think there's a lot of differences between me and Breslow, and one of them,
He's
though.
Taller.
One similarity, maybe, is
very meek.
You know, so Breslow gets the job. Have we talked about the fact that no one else wanted the job, and maybe you got
what was he
deserved?
Wait, now that this begs me to ask a question. Crossing sports, is Craig Breslow the Alex Van Pelt?
That's where I was going, baby.
No way.
Like no one wanted the job, and then you finally gave it to this guy, and you're surprised that it didn't really work out. Wasn't really the best guy for the job, and then you find out the quirks of his personality. I will say I'll defend him on one point. If I'm on a Zoom with subordinates and somebody calls me a bleeping stiff, there's a chance I'm firing that person.
Yeah, they're probably not long for the company.
Because that's what I like about John Henry. I think there was a vindictiveness to this. Cutting off your nose to spite your face. My baseball team's worse. That guy's a dink. I don't want him on my team. We'll get past this moving forward. And Breslow, the same thing. That guy might be decent at his job, but I run the show around here,
but Andy,
I need to show somebody that I do run the show. That's the most human thing he did was fire that jackass who got caught on a live Zoom.
Yeah.
Don't say that on the Zoom, dummy. And it was in the story, whichever story, and I read all the Passan and this and that.
Passan was very good, by the way.
Kind of said a joke led to that's not really a joke. You called your boss an effing stiff in front of his face. Where's the joke in that?
That's our job.
Yeah, right, like,
no, by the way, stiff is like, that's the kind of, like, Donald Trump famously called Jeb Bush in the debate a stiff, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, this guy does suck, and he was done.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah,
like, Steph is not a...
No, but my dad used to always love just be like, this quarterback, why did I gamble on this guy? This guy's an effing stiff.
Like, maybe if he had said, maybe they should reboot the robot for next Zoom, or he seemed like he was... Something there. Like, that might be a joke you could play off.
Could use a firmware update.
Right, personality-wise. You called the guy an effing stiff to his face, and he's your boss.
But Andy, he is kind of a stiff.
Oh, he is an effing stiff. Oh, yeah, there's a truth in every joke, but even the ones that aren't really jokes.
Okay,
so you should be fired for that?
You wouldn't fire a subordinate who called you an effing stiff to your face?
I mean, not necessarily. You guys seem to be letting this organization off the hook like an awful lot.
No, they have issues. They're a dumpster fire. They are just in that passing
interview alone. I can't account the amount of quotes, and there were plenty that basically said like the dysfunction of this organization has been brewing for a long time.
But it's also
and is the culprit for a lot of these problems.
But you can't blame all that on Breslow. You can't blame that on.
Oh no, I don't blame it.
There's
all
different
on one
regimes
person.
Here. But
he didn't come out looking great in that interview either. Hiring this new Sportsology, whatever.
Oh, no, he's got a little Gerard Mayo
people,
to him.
Icing out all, veteran people in the office.
But like, that's what they wanted. They hired a quant. You hired a quantitative analytics type guy. Don't be surprised that he ices out some of the baseball guys.
He's one of the baseball Bobs.
Right.
He comes in and just says, what would you say you do here?
Right. So, like, that's also a normal transition of leadership in almost any organization, right? People bring in their own people.
He's part of
they hired the CEO from Netflix to now run, Hertz Rent-A-Car, and he's going to bring some Netflix employees with him to be
he's
the
part
COO.
Of, what did we call him last week? DOEF, Department of Fenway Efficiency. Like, that's literally what he's coming in and doing.
Yeah.
And then also helping build the team. And Stiz, he deserves a massive sum of the blame. We also played the blame game. I think it was either Thursday or Friday. My main culprit still, though, even though you're proud of the work John Henry did or at least initiating the trade.
He seems human.
At the same time,
Threw him the bird and he threw the player.
But this is John Henry's fault.
Why is it John Henry's fault? Because he reacted to the Bogarts thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he kowtowed to the negative fan favor and said, fine. All right, well, we blew the Mookie trade, and now we lost Bogarts. Just let them eat cake. Give them what they want and sign somebody who said he wouldn't play ball and wasn't going to give the team any sort of hometown discount. He gave him a bloated contract to a bloated player, and now he finally was able to get rid of it with his bloated attitude.
Right, he took a cleanse. He cleansed the organization. But he did a 72-hour water cleanse.
He started.
Okay.
It's more of a fast.
I drank all those drinks, and now if I cleanse, I'm trying to make up for the bad decisions I made in St. Lucia.
And you're doing it with Awaken 180 weight loss.
Were they really that bad, though?
Tell Ted tomorrow that I'm pretty sure I didn't gain a single pound.
You might want to leave that out at least.
Hey, Ted, are you
three.
Listening? Not a single pound, baby.
Hey, but the thing that I want to mention, and I heard Curtis bring this up first, so I'll give him the credit. If Rafi made less money, he would still be here.
Okay.
Do you believe that, Andy?
And if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Okay, so that's
how is that relevant to this conversation? This is a Christian Arcand argument. If he was a free agent, he's not a free agent.
They wanted that money off the books.
No. If he made less
Rafi
money,
ate their lunch for them.
I'd expect less out of him. He's the leader, highest paid player of the Boston Red Sox. With great power comes great responsibility. Everybody knows that. So you make $30+ million a year, I expect you to be the face, the voice, the leader, the hitter, the everything. You set the tone. It's what Tom Brady did with Rodney Harrison.
But not everybody is a leader like Tom Brady. And I think Rafi himself
even
said,
Rafi is the worst
said,
leader
like,
I've ever seen in my
but
life.
But I think he said himself, what does he like, do well? I don't want to be a leader.
What does he do well other than hit a baseball?
Complain.
Hits a baseball pretty well, though.
Pretty well. Not great.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not great.
Not great.
Do you think he's great? Because I don't think he's great if you look at his numbers. How many 50 home run seasons does he have?
Zero.
How many 40 home run seasons does he have?
I believe it's also zero.
It is also zero. I think he's only got 330. He's a very good hitter.
And
he's
drive into deep left field. This thing is crushed. It's at the track. It's at the wall. It is gone.
Okay, could you queue
up? I wish we had someone like that on our team.
Could you queue up Aroldis Chapman sending his fat ass back to the bench the
that
night
was
earlier?
Great.
Could you queue that up? Do you have audio of that?
Boy, wasn't that...
My
that
computer's was not working.
Funny how you cherry-picked
your
home run. Oh, that
button's not working, Stiz?
Funny how you cherry-picked
that.
That
was a nasty strike.
Also, I'd like you to project six or 7 years down the road when this not hardworking, not a leader, out-of-shape guy is still making $30-something million a year, and you tell me how you feel about that. The best thing the Boston Red Sox have done in a long time is ship his ass out of town. That is the best thing they've done. This is better than St. Bregman. This is a St. Bregman-like deal to trade his ass. He was an albatross around this organization's neck. They're a last-place baseball team with him being their star. That's a fact.
So why are people complaining? If that's your stance on the trade, why are Red Sox fans complaining?
Because it's part and parcel with the way they've done business for a long time, and people are afraid of seeing one superstar after another shipped out of town for financial regulation.
No, there's a pattern here?
No, it's simpler than that. He's your best player. He's your most entertaining player. He's your best hitter. And Fitzy, you know this. I want to be entertained. Mm-hmm. The Andy The Andy that tunes in at 10:15 tonight, whenever the start is out in Anaheim, that Andy is a little disappointed for the short-term time being of that actual, because he knows the two hitter in the middle of the lineup. That's what Breslow says. He says the two hitters in the middle of the lineup. I don't know how that works, but ask the computer.
Well, you know, the new dialogue is now there's no top of the order, middle of the order, and bottom of the order. They just have a lineup.
Is this Joe frickin' what's his name? Madden? No. What was his name? The old
John Madden.
John? No.
No, Joe Madden. That was the old Rays manager.
Yeah, the wine drinking guy who ruined baseball in Tampa Bay.
Blame La Russa first.
But that's why you'd argue, and I do think Fitzy's right. They didn't just trade Devers. They traded Devers, lost Bogarts, traded Betts, traded Lester, like they all get clumped to Sale. They all get clumped together into one.
Boy, I hate that John Lester deal.
It's fair to do that in a sense, but if you separate them, this is a good deal for the future of the Boston Red Sox. I firmly believe that. I'm not playing like radio host. This was my I think I tweeted it at the time. I forgot what it was. When I saw the news, it was like his overrated, fat, bloated, no working, bad teammate ass.
No, that's
is not
that
our
a text
prominent.
That you sent directly to us.
Oh, yep. Well, it could have been a tweet if I had wanted it to be a tweet anyway.
How much better, by the way, do you feel staying off social media for over a week?
It was great.
Isn't it the best?
Great.
Stop arguing with people on social media. It's good for you.
I was arguing with people in person because St. Lucians got a little edge to them. They're a little snarky group.
Oh, wait. It's them?
Oh, yeah. It's a them problem.
Oh, it's a them. Definitely not a you problem.
You people.
Yeah.
No, I actually
You know what?
Them.
You people.
They were like New Yorkers,
sir,
but
do you want
nicer.
The drink or not?
They were like New Yorkers, but
I told you
like
it's a developing nation with personality. It's thriving.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Oh, it's I would highly recommend anybody looking for a vacation, and if you're worried about a little seaweed like Stiz is, if you're a pansy and can't walk 10 feet through seaweed to get through clear water,
go to the west side of the island.
I will stay on the sand.
By the way, did you just hear that? You got called a pansy.
Yeah, I don't. Do you know when you go to a beach and there's like 15 feet of seaweed that you have to get?
I have a place on Cape Cod.
Yeah, no,
I am
I'm all set with that.
It is a brag.
Team Stiz on this, by the way. It's gross.
I'll stay out of the
then
water.
Then go on the Bayside. The water's colder, but there's no seaweed.
In St. Lucia, it's the west side. Comes off the Atlantic Ocean. You just go to the west side with your Caribbean Sea, and you're clean over there. It's fine.
I don't make enough money to care about that.
617-779-7937. We are indeed recapping a little bit the weekend that was. Raffy Devers struck out. Things looked great. Aroldis Chapman dominated his ass, and then... Well, then he went deep on Saturday, and the Giants took Saturday and Sunday. The Red Sox lose the series, and now we're at a little bit of a crossroads, a confusion of emotions, I would say. Are you happy he's gone? Are you happy that's not an issue anymore? We need to get into Duran was ejected. Cora was ejected. Could Duran be traded? Boston Red Sox have a big series against the Angels to sort of salvage the emotion of this road trip. Don't let it peter out. 617-779-7937. That's up next. But before we get to that, and I haven't said this in a while.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.